Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Crime Weekly News. I'm Derek Levasseur.
And I'm Stephanie Harlow.
And as you can tell from the title of this episode, we're going to be doing an update on the Crystal Rogers case. This is a case that we covered on Crime Weekly as a series. Fascinating case. We had a lot of engagement on it. I can't remember how many parts we did, but it was extensive.
We covered a lot because we had so much footage from Brooke Houck's interview, his brother's interviews.
Yeah. You loved the detective there. What was his name?
John Snow.
John Snow.
Detective John Snow. He was a badass.
He
testified during the trial that we're going to talk about, but so his name came back up and I was like, yes.
John Snow, still there. So after nearly a decade of unanswered questions, there's finally been a major breakthrough in the Crystal Rogers case. Her boyfriend, Brooke Houck, who we've talked about extensively, was found guilty of murder alongside Joseph Lawson, who was also convicted for his role in the crime. Mm-hmm. The jury has recommended life in prison and the Rogers family may finally be getting the justice they deserve. We're going to give you a recap because for some of you, you may not know the Crystal Rogers case, but we're going to talk about how we got here today and where we go from here.
Yes. So we're going to give a kind of a little quick recap because it's been a little while since we talked about it. So it was a warm summer evening in Bardstown, Kentucky, July 3rd, 2015, when 35-year-old Crystal Rogers seemingly vanished without a trace. A devoted mother of five, Crystal had spent that evening at home with her boyfriend, Brooke Houck, and their young son. But by the morning of July 5th, her red Chevy Impala was found abandoned on the side of the Bluegrass Parkway. She still had the keys to the car inside, her phone, her purse. Crystal was gone. She'd never be seen again. Now, for nearly a decade, her family never stopped searching. They walked fields, handed out flyers, they held vigils, they demanded answers from law enforcement, and her case was covered in a lot of big places. We talked about it, obviously. Oxygen did a series on it. And this is Crystal Rogers' family and loved ones pushing because they're like, hey, something happened here. And also, from Brooks, the man who was last known to see her alive, the family wanted answers from him. Now, as suspicions mounted and investigators dug deeper, a troubling web of secrecy, lies, and potential conspiracy began to unfold, culminating in the tragic death of Crystal's father, Tommy Ballard. Remember, that was another kind of plot twist to this case. He was shot and killed while hunting less than 2 years after his daughter disappeared, and he was the one who was really spearheading the investigation, and he was collecting documents and talking to people, and he was very vocal about this.
Yep,
that he was
shot
kind
in
of
the chest,
he was on the trail, and he was uncovering things, and he was telling people this, and then all of a sudden, he's dead too. So this case has been long considered one of Kentucky's most haunting cold cases. It has been far from forgotten. And then nearly 8 years after Crystal's disappearance in September of 2023, Brooke Houck was arrested and charged with her murder. And in July of 2025, after a tense trial and emotional testimony, a jury found him guilty, not just of taking Crystal's life, but of trying to cover it up. So now for the first time since 2015, there's accountability. And yet one thing remains that we don't have any answers to is Crystal's body has never been found. Yeah. So she's been missing, presumed dead. He's been now, you know, charged and convicted of murdering her, but we don't know where she is. And that's kind of where we're at. There's a few things that came out in the trial. First of all, this guy, Joseph Lawson, he was the son of one of Brooke's employees.
That's
Stephen
right.
Stephen Lawson.
Yep.
And so the prosecution said he kind of helped plan this, he helped carry it out, and he helped, you know, hide the truth in the aftermath. And so obviously this has been something the prosecution has fought for, and several witnesses for the prosecution did testify about incriminating comments made by people close to Joseph Lawson and Brooks Hauck. For instance, Charlie Gordley, who used to work for Brooks Hauck's construction business, he claimed that Steve Lawson told him that Hauck was looking for someone to get rid of his old lady, which he understood obviously to be a reference to Crystal Rogers. And he also testified that he saw Brooks Hauck give Joseph Lawson Rogers' car keys on July 3rd, 2015, and heard Lawson mention moving Crystal's body with a skid steer, though the timing of that conversation is unclear. So obviously we have people who are hearing things, who are seeing things. Another employee of Brooks Hauck, her name was Ashley Nally, she testified that, you know, it was kind of well known Brooks and Crystal had a tumultuous kind of relationship. And she asked Brooks why he stayed with Crystal despite their frequent arguments. And he replied, because I won't lose Eli, which was the son that they shared. So Crystal had, you know, several children, but Eli was the son that she shared with Brooks. And so the motivation, well, the prosecution is saying the motivation for Crystal's death was Brooks Hauck knowing, like, they weren't going to stay together, he and Crystal, whether she was going to leave him or he wanted to leave her. But he wanted to make sure that there wasn't going to be a custody battle, that there wasn't going to be any issue where he did not have access or custody of his son, Eli. And so this is what the prosecution is basically saying the motive was, Eli. And there's this blanket that there was audio of Brooks Hauck talking to his mother, Rosemary Hauck, because apparently Rosemary did not like the fact that Crystal Rogers had children before she started dating Brooks. And if you remember, the Hauck family, like, very prevalent in the area. They own businesses. They own lots of land. They're wealthy. They're kind of like very, I guess, the royalty of Bardstown. And so they thought quite a lot of themselves, and Rosemary, I suppose, thought that Brooks could have done better. And Danny Singleton, who was another employee of Brooks Hauck, he testified that Rosemary once told him she was looking for someone to kill Crystal Rogers. And obviously the defense countered this, and they're saying these are not reliable witnesses, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, it's pretty concerning. Now, I do want to talk about the blanket conversation. So if you remember, after Crystal disappeared, police searched the cruiser of Brooks' brother, Nick Hauck, who at that time had worked for the Bardstown Police Department. A blanket was found in the trunk. And there's audio accidentally recorded by Brooks of him and his mother, Rosemary, talking about the search. And it showed she was really worried. She asked Brooke, what about the blanket? And we came to find in the trial, nothing of evidentiary value was found on the blanket, but the fact that this blanket was found in Nick's trunk and then Rosemary was, you know, worried about the blanket, it kind of shows that there's a lot of people involved in this besides Joseph Lawson, besides Brooks Hauck. Obviously, we believe and that law enforcement believes and lots of people believe that Brooks' brother, Nick, who was a police officer, is involved in some way, and that also Rosemary, the mother of both of these boys, men, knew kind of what was going on and was in the same mind state, at least, that Crystal had to go, allegedly. Don't come for me. But yeah, that's pretty much where we're at now. Whatever the jury heard, they found to be compelling enough to find Brooks Hauck guilty, and they did suggest or give the judge their belief that he should serve life in prison plus another 5 years for tampering with evidence. And this Joseph Lawson guy, he's been they've suggested that he get sentenced to 25 years. So yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, we also know the cell phone data showed that Steve Lawson, who's Joseph Lawson's father, was near where Crystal Rogers' vehicle was found after she disappeared. It proved he was on a parallel road trying to get a vehicle back from an ex-girlfriend, allegedly. That's what the defense is saying, basically. They basically said this whole case is a convoluted mess. And all of these pieces of evidence that the police have showing people who were connected to Brooks Hauck and how they were in certain areas, it doesn't matter because they have reasons for being in those areas. They have excuses. They have alibis, things like that. But regardless, Steve Lawson was found guilty of conspiracy to commit murder and tampering with physical evidence on May 3rd. So Joseph Lawson's father, Steve, he's already been found guilty.
He was he was Brooks's right-hand guy.
That was the guy he was on the phone with that night several times. He got a sentence. Well, he faces a recommended sentence of 17 years. So this is the jury's recommendation. His sentencing comes on August 6th. Obviously, Brooks Hauck and Joseph Lawson haven't formally been sentenced yet, but I do believe that the judge usually follows the recommendation of the jury.
Unless there's a reason not to. No, I would agree with that. There's a lot here, and there's so many layers to this onion. We have some justice, as I kind of opened the show where I said, you know, some answers for Crystal's family, but there's still more questions than answers, in my opinion. You talked about Nick a little bit, being a former police officer. I don't remember the exact details, but if my memory serves me right, he had a rifle. And he sold that rifle to a private citizen, or might have been a pawn shop. But the interesting thing about that rifle, and if I'm wrong, you guys can correct me, I'm sure you will, he sold it under an alias. He didn't sell it under his own name, which right there, that's a problem. Why would you do that, right? But he sold it under a different name, and I don't believe law enforcement has ever disclosed the exact weapon that was used, the make, the model, etc. But I do believe they've come out and said that they believe that the same rifle that was used to kill Tommy Ballard was this rifle. The question is, can they connect the dots? So there's a lot more people involved with this, more than likely. And the question for me as I sit here now, with Brooks going to jail, Joseph going to jail, Steve going to jail, depending on how much they were involved. I mean, if they were out there actually burying her body, there's not much they can do to offer a deal. But I would see a small opening for law enforcement to go back to Joseph, to go back to Steven and say, listen, you got called after the fact. You did not kill her. You were helping a friend. You made a mistake.
Well, they don't actually know. Now, that's the problem is.
Well, that's why I'm saying this is how I would pitch it.
They don't know who killed her. The prosecution has acknowledged during this trial, we don't know who killed Crystal. The head prosecutor was like, I'm just telling you who's involved.
And who's one of these three or all of them.
Yeah, and he's specifically speaking about the Hauks. So it's also known that Rosemary and Nick Hauck are considered co-conspirators, but they haven't been arrested yet. So he's like saying, I know all of these people were involved, and the Lawsons, Steve and Joe, I know they were involved. I don't know who did it. So these two individuals, Steve and Joe Lawson, could have actually been involved in the actual murder. And in
which
that
would
case,
explain why they haven't snitched on
which
anybody.
Would, yeah, explain why they're not trying to get better deals, right? By
That's
saying,
my point.
Let me throw Rosemary under the bus here. Let me throw Nick under the bus. Let me give you a bigger fish. They could be far more involved and actually be more hands-on, which is why they're taking these 17-year sentences, 25-year sentences, and not doing a thing to help themselves because they can't.
Yeah. So that's where, again, how I would approach it. You go in there, you offer them that type of deal where you say you were a friend, you were helping out. See what they have to say. See if they take the bait. They may not be able to take the bait because if they say something, then Brooks can implicate them because he's going to say, I didn't do it. They did it. And this is how they did it. And as far as Nick, that's also the same situation where not everybody killed Crystal. Some people were involved after the fact, and so there's less culpability there. They still did something wrong, but those are the people where if you can pin them down, you get them charged, you get them convicted, and now they're in prison for a crime they didn't commit, they're more inclined to help law enforcement. And the only piece of this puzzle that I would like at this point for the family would be Crystal. To find her wherever she is and what condition she's in, bring her home, reunite her with her family, with her children, so that they can, whatever they believe in, have a proper burial or whatever it might be, in order to know once and for all, she's back home with us. That's the last thing that we need to figure out here, because this is a fascinating case from the sense of we've had cases where there's no body, right? You have a no body homicide and you get a conviction, but this is a no body homicide and not definitively knowing who, quote unquote, pulled the trigger, right? They know the people involved. They know these guys did it, but they can't tell you which one of them did it, which was similar to the Aaron Rodgers murder. If you remember that one night when he killed Odin Lloyd, or allegedly killed Odin Lloyd, but there was a group of people there. They couldn't put the gun in Aaron Hernandez's hand. They didn't have anything physical to put it there, but based on the other witness testimony, that's how they got him. So this is a complete stretch for prosecution to get this conviction. And yet they got it.
I agree, actually. And they didn't have a ton of evidence. No. I was not hopeful. I'm really glad because in my bones, I know. And I think you're on the same page.
Yeah.
Based on how Brooks and Nick acted, based on all of
Stephanie,
what we
Crystal
do know.
Was in the house.
Yeah.
She was playing video games, according to Brooks. Nobody broke into the house.
Yeah, so like I said, very circumstantial case because there's no fingerprints found in her car. There's nothing on the blanket, you know. So it was going to be difficult to get the conviction, but I think they acted so suspiciously and so dumbly in the aftermath that it was so dumbly.
The irony.
I know, but I literally, how do you refer to dumb people's behavior other than to use a dumb word? Yeah, it's dumb. They behave dumbly, stupidly. And so I think based on that, the jury was like, well, I mean, all the other possible or potential things that could have happened to Crystal don't make any sense.
No.
This is the only thing that makes sense. Now, Brooks may reveal, maybe use the sentencing to sort of try to get him to give the location of Crystal's remains. It's like, hey, you're going to prison. You got life in prison, but hey, we'll give you, 75 years or whatever. We know how important Brooks' son is to him. I mean, that's according to the prosecution, and really all we can tell, that's his motive. He wanted to make sure that he would be with his son and his son wouldn't be taken from him. So maybe if he thinks there's a potential that he can get out and still have some life with his son and meet his grandkids and stuff, he may be willing to reveal the location of her body. Would Crystal's family members be okay with that, knowing that this man could have served life in prison? I don't know. That's going to have to be something that they figure out. I personally would not like to. I would like to not see him ever see the light of day again.
Yeah, I don't think he'll make that deal, and I'll tell you why. He's not going to make this deal because, I'm just being honest with you guys, I believe he did it. I believe Brooks is actually the one who killed her. I think it happened.
You think that he thinks he might have a chance on appeal?
Oh, of course. That's where I was going with this. I think there's a real strong case for him to make where he will go to his grave saying he didn't do it. This is Scott Peterson 2.0.
Scott Peterson even better because there's more evidence against Scott Peterson.
Correct.
Technical, more physical evidence
Correct.
Against Scott Peterson than there is against Brooks Howe.
Correct. So he's already planning his appeal. Depending on what defense attorney comes in, he does have money.
So he
there's a chance he could beat
this.
Yeah. Yep. There's a chance he could beat this. So he is going to stick to the story of I didn't do this until he dies. So I don't think you'll ever get him to make a deal because I personally believe he is the one responsible for killing her. And I think he called his buddies after the fact and they were just loyal. They were just loyal and they got in the mix.
Well, no, I mean, Steve and Joe Lawson allegedly were talking to people before Crystal died saying, that he wanted to get rid of her.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of evidence that.
So when he made the call finally.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence that they were far more involved and maybe even involved the night of hiding her car.
And that's what the answers we won't have. Was this a premeditated thing where it was planned throughout the day and they knew this was going down that
it
night?
It looks like it was planned for weeks.
It could have been
planned for a while.
Or Brooks had been saying right along that I'm going to take this, out eventually. And then on this particular night, he called him and said, yep, I did it. She's done. She's gone. I need your help. Get over here. Let's do it. And they were like, yep, we're all in. So regardless, they're still guilty. So that's the bottom line here. But yes, I think for everybody involved, we'd like to have Crystal back, if for no other reason than to reunite her with her family. But I do think if we found her from an investigatory perspective, we'd know more about what actually happened. How was she killed? Where was she killed? What's her condition now? There's a lot of information we can obtain from her body and figure out maybe exactly who is the person responsible. At this point, you're not going to have any skin. You're not going to have any of the muscles. So you're not going to have any signs of strangulation, but you may have a fractured hyoid bone. You may have something there to indicate how she was killed. Not a guarantee, but I would like to have that opportunity at least. But that is the latest update. Although I do think this is not the last we're going to hear about this case. Either it's going to be an appeal or there's going to be more heads to roll. More people will be arrested. Either way, we're going to be covering this again on Crime Weekly News at some point.
Yeah, I agree. He's definitely going to appeal. And it may be this thing where you just see him put appeal, like Scott Peterson, appeal after appeal after appeal. And in a decade, is something, sticks, something works, and he might be out. That's just.
And there's going to be people who come forward for him. There's going to be a group of people who, and I'm not even necessarily saying I don't agree with this. There's a group of people out there who say, listen, yes, we want to get people responsible for the crimes, but it's also equally important, if not more important, to make sure everyone gets due process, gets a fair trial, because We can't have these rogue police officers and prosecutors doing things in order to get convictions, because what if the person's innocent? So there is a faction of people who will come to Rook's defense saying, listen, he may be guilty, he may not be, but based on what you have, he should have been found not guilty. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem here. So we'll see how it goes. And if there's a major update, we'll absolutely let you guys know. Anything else to add? I know we're going to be going into Titan Part 2 later this week. We're also going to be announcing the winner of the CrimeCon giveaway. Anything you'd like to add before I wrap it up?
No, I'm actually good. I mean, yeah, we got to wait and see what happens here. That's all we can do.
Yeah. Well, we're thinking of Crystal's family. Obviously, this is a small win. Someone's being held accountable for what they did to your loved one. Not everybody gets that, but we'll see how it develops and where it goes from here. But until then, everyone stay safe out there. We'll see you later this week with Titan Part 2.
Bye.